And as we heard, World Youth Day celebrations are in full swing with more than 125,000 people engaged in prayer, catechesis and song, while Pope Benedict XVI's first major public engagements are set to begin tomorrow. The head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in Sydney with the Holy Father and has this report.
Having covered 21 of the 23 World Youth Days, I have to say that apart from the location, which is spectacular, it all looks vaguely familiar. Thousands of enthusiastic young faces, many of them with their national flags tattooed thereon, dancing and singing and generally doing what young people do. Several young people I spoke to say they're participating in their second or third World Youth Day, and although it's only just started, those who are here for the first time say they're already looking forward to the next one. When it does come around, World Youth Day is an event you just can't afford to miss. The mood is catching too. If you read the Sydney newspapers of last week, you see horror stories of what will become of their beautiful city following this peaceful, youthful invasion. Prophets of doom predict how much garbage will be left over. Grumblers complain about street closures, traffic snarl-ups and noise levels. Skeptics rant about security, how much it's all costing, how few will eventually turn up, etc., etc. But that was last week. Right now, the city is under the spell of a youthful energy unlike anything it's ever experienced. After all, this is the largest concentration of people in any one place at any one time in Australia's history. And all of them are bursting, even bouncing, with pure joy and unbridled enthusiasm. Almost makes you wish you were younger yourself, doesn't it? With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.